Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadishatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So I feel very fortunate and honored to be here today in the association of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj, His Grace Soma Prabhu, and all of the wonderful devotees here present by the invitation of Vamsigopal Prabhu and his good wife, Kishori Radhika Devidasi, and their two sons, Dharmik and Chaitanya. So this is a very auspicious occasion on which their lordships, Shishi Gora Nitai, are welcomed in their Archavigraha form into this Krishna conscious household. This is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to render service to their lordships, to glorify them by the chanting of the holy names, and to offer service to them with bhakti. This is the process of self-realization in this present age of Kali. Lord Chaitanya enumerated 64 aspects of bhakti in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We can read. And among those 64, he stressed 5 in particular. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Maturavas, Shri Murtira Shadaya Sevan, Shakala Sadhana Shrishta, E Panchanga, Krishna Prema Janmai, E Panchalpashanga. So these five most important aspects of bhakti are the association of devotees, the chanting of the holy names, hearing the Bhagavatam, residing in a holy place, and worshipping the deity with devotion. Lord Chaitanya says that even a little performance of these five can awaken Krishna Prema. So these five aspects of bhakti in particular are the foundation of our ISKCON movement. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, always stressed these activities. He said, I have created ISKCON to give the opportunity for persons who are interested in spiritual life to come together and get association with one another, and in this way enliven one another in the performance of Krishna consciousness. Just as businessmen gather in the stock exchange and they're asking one another, what is the price of rice? What is the price of dal? Etc. They have similar interests, therefore they gather in such places. In the same way, those who are interested in Krishna consciousness can gather in the temples and centers of our Krishna consciousness movement and engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna in the association of devotees. We have many temples throughout the world. I heard maybe 500 or so ISKCON temples and centers throughout the world. These are main temples and centers. Just like in Vrindavan, there are many big temples, temples of the Goswamis and other important temples. But we always hear there are 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. So where are the rest of those 5,000 temples? They're in the homes of the various devotees, householders that live in Vrindavan. So in the same way, ISKCON may have 500 or so main temples, but there are actually many thousands of temples in the homes of ISKCON devotees all over the world. I'm sure there are many such temples here. I know there are many in Mumbai, amongst the congregation of the Shishi Radha Gopinath Mandir. So it's nice to see that yet another temple of Shishi Gaur Nithai is being established here today. They are very beautiful deities. Vamsi Gopal Prabhu has also brought a beautiful Singhasan from Myanmar, which is famous for its teak wood and beautiful carving. So very appropriate setting for these beautiful murtis. And this is a chance for all of us to engage in their service and to get their transcendental mercy, which is cooling like the rays of the moon. Srila Prabhupada said that when a man has been working hard during the day, particularly in a place like Mumbai, very hot, very polluted, claustrophobic kind of atmosphere. Then in the night when the moon comes up and one feels the soothing effect of the moon's rays, that is very cooling and pleasing. So in the same way, our devotee householder, all devotee brahmacharis, everyone, after working hard during the day, can come in the evening and have darshan of the deities and feel that transcendental cooling effect. Particularly when one absorbs oneself in chanting the holy names of the Lord. Among all the aspects of bhakti, and among those five aspects, or among the nine aspects of bhakti, which are described by Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc., the most important of all is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord is present, fully present in His holy names. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nam Nama Kori Bahuda Nija Sarva Saktis Tatrapita Niyamita Smaranena Kala Itadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrishami Hajni Nanuraga. O my Lord, Your holy name alone can render all benediction to living beings, and therefore You have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda, etc. In these transcendental names, You have invested all Your transcendental energies. There are not even hard and fast rules for chanting these names. In His humility, Lord Chaitanya says, but I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for them. Of course, He had complete attraction for them. He was always absorbed in chanting the holy names. It is we whose attachment is weak. But by the association of serious devotees in ISKCON, by regular practice of hearing and chanting, and by worship of beautiful vigrahas with devotion, then our attraction for chanting the holy names can be increased and can go on increasing indefinitely and eternally. So such a big city, Mumbai, full of materialistic persons, many engaged in sinful activities. We are very fortunate to be in this oasis of spiritual life and enthusiasm amidst serious practitioners of Krishna consciousness. So we pray to always have such opportunity, to always remain in such association, engaged in these transcendental activities. So we request all the assembled Vaishnavas present to kindly give their blessings to Sriman Vamsi Gopal Prabhu, Srimati Kishori Radhika, Devi Dasi, their children, their parents also, who are also very stalwart ISKCON bhaktas since many, many, many years. This is a very exemplary Krishna conscious family. So we wish them all success in their devotional service and encourage them to hold programs regularly here as they're doing, and in this way enliven others in Krishna consciousness and spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave that famous instruction to the Kurma Brahmana, Jarideka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh, Amaragya Guru Hau Tare Desh. So Kurma Brahmana, he was not a big sannyasi or important person in the neighborhood. He was a humble householder, but he got such famous instruction from the Lord, and by the Lord's mercy he was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness. So in the same way, all the devotees, all the householders, all the brahmacharis, everyone can take this instruction to heart and assist in the spreading of Krishna consciousness, and in this way get the full mercy of the Lord. So we thank you all very much for coming here today to make this such a wonderful transcendental occasion. May Krishna bless all of you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
Today is a very special and rare occasion for all of us to have the divine association of His Holiness Prabha Vishnu Swami Maharaj. He was one of the very early original devotees of the UK. He was a leader within London when Srila Prabhupada first established his center there. And during Prabhupada's time in the early 70s, he was one of the first devotees to come to preach in India. He has been here ever since, preaching all over India, especially in Bangladesh, Bengal, Southeast Asia and Russia, all over the world. His knowledge, his enthusiasm, his devotion is celebrated on the hearts of all those who know him. It is very rare and special that he has come to Bombay. He has been pulled here by the loving devotion of his two special disciples, Bamsi Gopal Prabhu, Kishore Radhika, for this occasion today. Thank you very much, Maharaj. We also have His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj, who's only here for not even one day, but it just happened to be on this day. Gornitai organized the universal creation in such a way that you would be here to lead the kirtan for their welcoming ceremony. And we have my dear godbrother Soma Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya and his associates taught us by their example how we can become perfected in Krishna consciousness. As Prabhu Vishnu Swami Maharaj has so beautifully explained, Lord Chaitanya emphasized five essential processes for devotional service. One of them is the worship of the deity. Srila Prabhupada explains especially deity worship is recommended for grihasthas. We do find by the example of Lord Chaitanya's associates, how carefully prominent Grihastha followers of him worship the deity in their own homes. Lord Chaitanya's father himself worshipped at Hokshuja Vishnu with Sachi Mata. We read in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat how Lord Chaitanya would worship Shalagram Srila every day when he was in his Grihastha ashram. And in such ecstasy, he would weep as soon as he touched the Srila. And he would be so covered with tears, he felt he wasn't clean. So he would take a bath, come back, pick up the Shalagram Srila. His eyes would flood tears all over his body. He would take another bath. Finally, he requested Gadadhar Pandit, "You please worship the deity for me, because I am too fallen." In Shantipur, at the house of Advaita, was Sri Advaita Prabhu's worshipable deities of Madan Gopal. In Panihati are the worshipable deities of Raghava Pandit, Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan. Lord Chaitanya praised the quality in which Raghava Pandit worshipped those deities with so much loving attention. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Godrandweep, in his house, where he with his family and wife Bhagavati Devi worshipped Radha Madhava and Gaur Gadadhar. Srila Prabhupada often talks about his own father and mother worshipping Radha Govinda in their home. And of course, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we read about Ambarish Maharaj doing deity worship in his home. And then we have the sannyasi followers of Lord Chaitanya. Sanatan Goswami worship Madan Mohan, Rupa Goswami worship Radha Govinda Dev, Raghunathas Goswami worshipped Giriraj, Jiva Goswami Radha Damodar, Gopal Bhatta Goswami Radha Raman, Nityananda Prabhu worshipped Bankim Rai. So both the Grihasthas, the sannyasis, and brahmacharis, Narasinghananda Brahmachari, he worshipped the deity of Lord Narasingha Dev. So deity worship is such a prominent part of everyone's life in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, he told us that all we really need is the association of devotees in the holy name of Krishna. But to help us to focus in a personal way in all of our various devotional activities, deity worship is of essential value. It is a great inspiration to help us to offenselessly chant the holy name as well. Because in properly deity worship, we have to learn regulation. We have to be strict in our principles. And we can focus our consciousness on the beautiful transcendental form of the Lord. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya and his associates, established deities all over the world in temples. All of Srila Prabhupada's temples were meant to be educational centers to teach people the process of bhakti. Srila Prabhupada also envisioned that under the inspiration of the temples, millions and millions of households all over the world in their homes would be worshipping, especially Gaur Nitai. Trained under the guidance of the spiritual masters. deity worship is exemplified in its proper way through the great souls. We worship the deity not only by performing the proper puja, but by serving the Vaishnavas, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by chanting the holy names, by making our home a holy place, by everything we do, everything we say, and as far as possible, all of our thoughts. Because wherever Krishna is, that is Vrindavan. When we sincerely put the deity in our home, we're making our home into Vrindavan. But offenses in the holy Dham are very serious. So when you put the deity in your home, it's a serious thing. That is why Prabhupada recommended Gornitai in people's homes. If we make offenses, they're not held so much against us. But if we do proper service, we get all the credit as doing it in Vrindavan. Special mercy of Gornitai. But it is a serious thing. When we invite the deity in our home, we are formally declaring, my Lord, Manaso Deho Geho Bhukjo Kichu Mor Arpi Lantu Arpading Nandakishore. My body, my mind, my home, my family, my wealth, my everything is yours for your satisfaction. You are the master of the house. We are all your servants. Now that is quite difficult for the male ego. Usually the man wants to think, I am the king of my home. Of course, usually the wife knows who's really in charge. But when you put deity in the house, the man has to relinquish his illusion. And the wife also has to relinquish her illusion. She's less an illusion usually. And both have to accept, and even the children, because little children think that I'm the king of the house or the queen of the house. Everyone comes together to recognize the deities are the king of the house. And through the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas, we are getting their directions. And we must follow their directions. We must make our house Vaikuntha through this process. And by doing so sincerely, on the path of bhakti, even grihasthas living in a city like Bombay, which Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj has very eloquently described, even living in this city of Bombay, through this process of making your house Vaikuntha, by the family living together for the pleasure of the deity, we live in Vaikuntha. And grihasthas, even working with occupation and everything else, have every facility to go back home, back to Godhead, in this very life. And that is for certain, if we simply are sincere. At our Radha Gopinath temple, there is a very respectful, affectionate competition between the brahmacharis and the grihasthas about worshipping the deities, which is very sweet. The grihasthas have their days of doing puja, the brahmacharis have their days of doing puja. And from what I have heard, some of the ladies have been secretly praying to Radha Gopinath for more service. So every now and then, Radha Gopinath send all the brahmacharis to the farm. Their own lotus feet kick them all away from the farm so that the grihasthas can do all the nice deity worship in the temple. Hare Krishna. This enthusiasm is very sweet, where people are standing in line to worship the deities. So the deities in the temple are Srila Prabhupada's personal deities, and they are the first priority of both the brahmacharis, grihasthas, vanaprasthas, and sannyasis. But still in our homes, in order to really, genuinely keep Krishna in the center, we welcome deities in our homes and invite Vaishnavas, so that because there's nothing that pleases the deities more than seeing the family together serving the Vaishnavas and seeing the family living harmoniously, overcoming their egoistic differences for the pleasure of the deities, chanting the holy names. It is a beautiful process that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And on this very special day, we're very, very proud of Bamsi Gopal Prabhu and his family. They're loved by everyone at Radha Gopinath Temple. They come every day, so enthusiastic to render so much service, always with nice, humble attitudes. Today is a great celebration for all of us to have the chance to participate in welcoming Gornitai into their house. So let us all offer our heartfelt prayers to Sri Sri Gornitai to accept their services, accept their lives, and shower their blessings upon them by loudly chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So, as Maharaj mentioned, I'm only here for one day, unfortunately. But somehow I have been encouraged to participate in this event. Bamsi Gopal Prabhu called me. When was it? Oh, some days back. Sunday? And requested me to participate in this event when he heard that I was coming to Mumbai for the day. I have accepted his kind invitation. And as Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj was speaking, Arnath Maharaj also, they've been speaking about both the worship of the deity and the auspicious nature of worshipping the deity. And Prabhu Vishnu Maharaj is also speaking about the method of worshipping the deity. The most important method is also through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, especially for serving Gornitai. One can actually, Prabhupada said, we can worship Gornitai simply by kirtan. Of course, we can also worship in other ways. I think there's that verse in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna instructing Uddhava. He told him that in the worship of the deity form, that one should offer all kinds of opulence, material opulence, for the satisfaction of the deity. He said, but those who are very advanced, highly advanced, they can offer whatever is immediately available. He said that they can even offer mental paraphernalia within the mind, and the Lord will be satisfied by such service. So Krishna was specifically giving the criteria, the commentary, I believe in the commentary, it explains that for those who are not so advanced, the tendency is, as Maharaj was explaining, that to one thinks himself to be the lord of the householder, the proprietor, and having so many possessions for his own personal enjoyment. And therefore, for a neophyte devotee to give up that spirit of enjoyment, it is necessary that he offers opulence to the deity. Because otherwise, the tendency is if it's not offered to the deity, one will use it for themselves. So, whereas those who are very advanced, they may not necessarily be required to offer great opulences. That instruction was given that the Lord can be satisfied even by mental paraphernalia. Not that there's that story in the Nectar of the Devotion about the South Indian Brahmin who was worshipping the deity, and by his meditation upon that deity form, he manifested the form within his mind, and then he began gathering water from all the different sacred places, and bringing the water to bathe the deity. And then he began decorating the deity, and then he began cooking for the deity and preparing some sweet rice. And in his meditation, while he was cooking the sweet rice, he wanted to test to see if it was still hot, and his finger was burnt. So the Lord was very pleased watching this whole affair from Vaikuntha. He was very satisfied by the savor of that Brahmin. He did not have great opulence to serve the deity, but he demonstrated, because he was so advanced, that he was able to serve the deity even by his meditation, simply by making all the paraphernalia in his mind, and the Lord accepted. And he was taken back home to Vaikuntha on a flowered airplane. Prabhupada Vishnu Maharaj was also explaining that most important of all the different processes of devotional service, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And we can worship Sri Sri Gaurinathai simply by kirtan. The other day, I was speaking to a group of students from Manipal, and we were speaking from the Madaram Madarebo Pi Mangalebyo Pi Mangalam Bhavanam Pavanebyo Pi Bharinam Ivikivalam. That prayer, 8 verses, and this described how the holy name of Lord Krishna, the holy name of Hari, is more sweet than anything else that is sweet, more auspicious, most auspicious of anything that is auspicious, the most purifying of anything that can purify. And the holy name of Sri Hari is everything. And when I was reading that, I was thinking of it was a very popular song many years ago. Maharaj sometimes remembers these lyrics. Something like, "You are everything and everything is you." And how's it called? And then, since a woman singing the song, it's about a love for man, that you are everything and everything is you. And then in the beginning of the song, it says, like, whenever I walk down the street and I see, when I look and I see somebody and I see it's your face and I call out your name and I see it's not you. And then she begins to lament, you know. So, in other words, it's a love song where, for this person, all they could think of is, you are everything to me. And anything I see, you know, stimulates thoughts of you. I think it's you. Prabhupada gives the same analogy, with Krishna, when he gives the example when a devotee loves Krishna. It's like a parent who loves the child, and when he hears the voice of the child, he doesn't just simply hear a voice. He sees the child. You know, the background is always his love for the child. Or if he sees the toy of the child, immediately he sees the child. He doesn't see an ordinary toy. If he sees the shoe, he sees the child. So in the same way that just like this perverted song that we were describing of a person who's so much in love and says that you are everything to me. And everything I see is you. Immediately I think of you. So in the same way, the holy name of Sri Hari is everything for the devotee. Everything for the devotee, because whatever we're doing, whether we're worshipping the deity, whether we're associating with devotees, whether we're working, even our work, our maintenance of the family members, the primary objective of everything that we do is to increase our faith in the chanting of the pure holy name of the Lord. So, therefore, by worshipping Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai, they are very merciful, very kind, because they'll purify even the most impure heart and give us the opportunity to come to the platform of chanting the holy name of the Lord completely offenselessly. Because as Maharaj was saying, they overlook our offenses. And we must be very careful, because until one can actually come to the completely offenseless stage of chanting the holy name of the Lord, then there's always the risk by commission of offenses to the Lord, that one can actually lose his attraction for the holy name of the Lord by the commission of offenses. And therefore there are 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and the devotee should always be very careful to avoid them. But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they are very merciful. That in Navadvip Dham, that even those who are offenders are delivered by the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda was so merciful that even those who had personally struck him and offended him, he simply prayed to Lord Chaitanya for their deliverance. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have very kindly appeared, have been welcomed into this home to be worshipped by these family members. And you should worship them according to your means, but most important, you should worship them by chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And pray to Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai when you are chanting, to please purify the heart and clean the heart from all impure tendencies. The holy name of the Lord, as we said, is the most purifying of all purifying things. So if we are chanting Hare Krishna and worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda simultaneously by our chanting, then we have the best hope in this age of Kali Yuga for deliverance. What greater mercy, what greater auspiciousness can there be to both have the holy name of the Lord and to have the mercy of Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai and the savor of Sri Sri Gaur-Nitai? It's almost guaranteed that we'll be given the best opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, to purify our lives and to most of all satisfy our beloved Srila Prabhupada, who has given us all of these things. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nevasesha Sunyavari Pastatade Shatarne Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sarigaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'm very grateful and feel very fortunate to be here. amongst this association of Vaishnavas. I feel very fortunate to be able to hear from such great sadhus as these maharajas. I really don't deserve, or I don't even, well, I guess deserve to be here, but somehow or other, by Prabhupada's grace, I'm sitting here. And I'm fortunate and I'm grateful. I was listening to a tape of Srila Prabhupada a little while back, and he said, just like when I come to your country, I'm considered a foreigner. He said, so we should all consider ourselves foreigners in this material world. So I feel like that definitely now. And I was thinking, like, when I come to your country, I don't know the language, I don't know the customs, how to get anywhere. I need to be taken care of pretty much. And it's the same way when born into this material world, don't know the language, don't know any of the customs, need to be taken care of. So we're foreigners, and our real home is the spiritual world. So now this home is Vaikuntha, Gornatai are residing here. So this is our home. So my talk is going to be very short. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.